Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO. Ready, CLO?
Right here.
All right. This is from Shelly in Philly. Shelly writes, I'm in love with a man that just got married. He's my coworker, and we had sex a few times, but he said it was just a fling. He still flirts with me at work, and he takes me out to lunch often. I feel like he's giving me mixed signals. What should I do?
Well, see, listen to me. The person who has to straighten out the signals is you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still flirting with you. Y'all had sex.
A few times.
He didn't forget. He told you it's just a fling.
Yeah.
Now, he's a halfway decent guy because he don't want you feeling some kind of way, so he's trying to take you to lunch. But if you keep going to lunch, you're going to do more than eating a snack on one of these breaks. I'm just telling you that right now. Now, you're in love with a man that just got married. Here's my suggestion to you. Fall out of love with him ASAP.
Yeah.
Because this ain't going nowhere for you. He picked her.
Here's a question. How do you fall out of love?
I don't know. Just find something to hate on.
Sick of you being this weird to me.
Go on Facebook. Find his wedding pictures. Look at his wife's wedding pictures. They online somewhere. And find their wedding pictures and just look at them and know that that ain't you. And start developing a hatred for him.
Okay, yeah. All right.
You have to fall out of love. You have to form or develop some form of hatred.
Yeah, because that's the opposite, the very opposite of love.
Okay. Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Like all my exes, I found, something to hate.
This is not about you.
It always is.
Alimony, child support, anything. Just pick something. Just get to hating.
Moving on to Amazing in Teaneck. Amazing writes, I'm a 69-year-old divorced woman. I went on a date with my ex-husband's cousin, and I feel that it's okay for us to date. He wants to keep it a secret. I've been divorced for 17 years. So why should we hide? Are we doing something wrong? This is from Amazing. Her name is Amazing.
Well, he know you was married to his cousin. He know if he show up with you at the house for Thanksgiving, the hell that's going to break loose. And he wants to keep it a secret because it ain't going nowhere.
Oh.
He wanted you when you was married to his cousin.
Oh. But he knew he better not cross that line.
Right. So now he got you. He not finna introduce you to the family. Y'all not going nowhere. You ain't in no real relationship.
and you're not a secret. Don't let him keep you a secret.
And you 69. Uh-uh. You know this.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true. All right. Moving on to Carl in Houston. Carl writes, my wife has a bad habit of donating my clothes if she does not like them. My favorite sweats were missing, and so were my favorite sneakers. She said, I don't know when stuff is too old to wear. I don't care how old it is. It's mine. How do I stop her?
You ain't. She gonna give it away, dog. Dog, get yourself some new sweatpants. This is an opportunity to get some new sweatpants and some new sneakers.
Yeah.
She throw it away, you get to wear some new. Them little nasty little sneakers, they ain't even white no more. They got dirt all on them.
Yeah.
They done shrunk them sweatpants. They don't fit right.
They blue.
And Shirley, he from Houston. Shirley, he from Houston.
Yes, yes, yeah. Carl.
Is his last name Matt?
I don't know. No. Why you ask? Why?
Because Carl Matthew do the same thing. Wear the same sweats, shoes.
Who is
like,
he?
Carl, he wear old stuff.
Who you is know he what? To you, Junior?
He just a partner I met at the barbershop years ago. He still wear the same sweats. That's why I got
not
said.
No more, his wife done gave him away.
Yeah. Her name's Shelly.
Have you ever...
Stop with the names!
Have you ever gotten your stuff thrown away, Steve?
Oh, hell yeah.
What happened?
Oh, all those big suits just, you used to wear?
Man. Oh, man, just threw all my hats in the swimming pool one time.
What? All your hats?
Hey. Why? That's what helped me get over her.
That's what helped me get over her.
Oh,
I remember it was like that.
You were really all into your hats that one time. Pool. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of them.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
And what did you say when you saw your hats in a pool?
Well, I can't say what I said on the radio.
It would be our last day.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Nice working with you guys.
Yeah, no, please don't. Okay.
All right, last one, Steve. Last one. This is from Angie in Pensacola. Angie writes, my husband's phone was vibrating at 1 a.m. from the drawer bedside, his bed. From the drawer beside his bed. He got the phone and turned off the power. He never puts his phone in the drawer, and it's never on vibrate. Did he expect that late night call? What is going on?
The phone is in the drawer.
What are you saying?
See, somebody ain't understanding the rules.
That's exactly what it is.
Unless he has lied about his status.
To the person who's calling.
Yeah, so she thinks she got free reign, free access.
Mm-hmm.
She may not know he married, but this phone in the drawer?
Yeah. He's hiding something.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing. I can't even help you, homie. Once you put it in the drawer.
Yeah, you put it in the drawer.
Why did he just turn it off?
Why does he have it on vibrate? Yeah. It's vibrating the drawer. Mm-hmm. Now it's making...
That was dumb.
You know, men, I want to apologize to y'all ladies because sometimes just men, we just stupid. And nothing,
that
sorry.
Was really stupid.
I'm so sorry.
Why he do that?
Yeah.
Put it what in would the you drawer. Have done? What would you have done?
Now, he got that cheap drawer. He got that drawer from IKEA that ain't real wood.
Oh, no.
So it shake all through the flow.
What would you have done, though, Steve, back in the day? Where would you have put your phone?
Yeah, I buy a burner. I buy that phone from 7-Eleven or Walmart. Put some time on it.
What are you, an informant? A burner? What are you talking
about? Yeah, well, that's their number. That's who I get that number. You don't get the main number.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And where is this said burner phone? It's not in the drawer beside the bed.
No, it's in the trunk of the car.
Of the car.
Oh, that's where my trunk. That's where my shoes used to be that I didn't want to bring in the house. Okay, I got
see,
you.
Your wife gonna check the glove box and all that and the tray and under the seat. They very rarely go in the trunk, especially if you put it under that tire. They don't even look.
Yeah. Nobody taking a step.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, CLO. We learned ourselves something today, didn't we? Thank you, CLO.
You're welcome.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.